Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. Jimmy Walter joins us. We'll go to your calls early in this hour for Charles and Steve and Leo and Chris and Dan and others that are holding the big news. Associated Press admits that the Council on Foreign Relations has written the agreements that are being implemented by executive fiat to create the American Union. Dick Cheney admits that he, quote, misunderstood how bad the insurgency would be. That's a total lie. Their official plan was to create and foster an insurgency. We have their own documents. We have Jerome Corsi joining us to talk about the American Union and his lawsuit for a FOIA request coming up with his lawyer in the third hour. We're also working on getting David Stahl, who's been exposing the American Union as well. But right now, we are joined by Jimmy Walter. Jimmy Walter spent over $7 million running radio, TV, and newsprint ads all over the country, but focusing mainly on New York. And he has decided to focus internationally and has been traveling the world globetrotting. He was recently in Japan the last few weeks and in Malaysia, where they were all over national TV, radio, and print. He even spoke to members of the Japanese parliament. Joining us now from, I guess he's in San Francisco, is Jimmy Walter. Jimmy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Alex, for having me on.
You bet, my friend. Run down, just in the few minutes we've got before break, run down why you shifted to an international focus and where you've been in the last few months.
Well, really getting nowhere here in the United States. Still today, the Congress, the district attorneys, the attorney generals, the attorney general for the United States ignore the obvious evidence that the buildings in New York City were brought down with explosives. They come out with evidence that actually shows that a 757 did not hit the Pentagon, and yet they all, every national news headcaster claims that it did. And so I've tried to start getting a international investigation started. We were in Venezuela, as you know. We talked to you a few months back. And we would be returning there probably next month, July, to get an investigation started there. Excuse me. But we decided we were invited to go to the International Islamic Fair in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, where we, along with myself, William Rodriguez, Michael Collins Piper, and Matthias Chung, gave presentations on the involvement in 9-1-1 and other international crimes that have been committed. We were warmly received. We got to meet with the Tung Dr. M, the former premier of Malaysia, a very honorable man, and now runs a global peace foundation. And we were well received. In fact, William was there. He and the Islamic group marched on the U.S. Embassy and 100 of them, which were met by 200 policemen, to present a petition to the U.S. Embassy to reopen the 9-1-1 investigation. The UN diplomat also received and said that he can no longer believe the official story. Confronting the evidence was played on Malaysian TV for an hour over three or four nights and has had a huge effect on how the Malaysian population looks at this situation, this obvious crime to subvert the whole United States Constitution for Middle East oil. I spoke in particular there about the fact that the Arabs and Islam are being widely trashed in order to set up for a new attack on Iraq.
Stay there. I want to get into this. Also, you went to Japan, talked to members of their parliament. Stay with us, Jimmy Walter. This is really important information. We'll be back after this quick break to get into more detail. Our websites are InfoWars.com and JonesReport.com. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Jimmy Walter, the philanthropist who spent over $7 million exposing 9/11 as an inside job, given out hundreds and hundreds of thousands of copies of free DVDs exposing 9/11, the documentary he produced. He's one of our key speakers coming up on Saturday at the conference in Los Angeles. Now, we sold out yesterday, okay? 1,100 tickets gone. The room holds 1,400, but with the big stage and all the screens, it really holds 1,200. So we're cutting it off 100 short because we're going to already be so much press. Over 60 media outlets, a lot of them mainstream, have said they're coming. But we need you out there, listeners, to call, email LA TV stations, LA radio, national TV, national radio. Call C-SPAN. You know, they go and cover neocon events and fake liberal events. We know that they've done these huge hour-and-a-half-long hit pieces on myself, on Washington Journal, with professors and government wonks, pomps on TV attacking me. Brian Lamb, who runs C-SPAN, will never let me come on and respond. So start calling into C-SPAN tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm asking you to do this, listeners. I've never done this before. And telling them, hey, cover Alex Jones's 9/11 event. Why won't you send a camera? Why won't you cover it? Why won't you cover one of the speeches? Why won't you come cover Jimmy Walter? Why don't you come cover Stephen Jones? Why don't you come cover William Rodriguez? Why don't you come cover any of these prominent people that are going to be at this event? All of these scholars, professors, former government officials that are going to be there, that are going to be covering this event. You need to do it. You need to cover it. This is so vitally important. Now, Jimmy Walter Shifting gears back to my first question, because you went right into Malaysia and the huge success there and your film airing on national television and speaking to the former prime minister. All of that is important, but I want to go back to this international trail you've been weaving. Tell us some of the countries that you and one of the heroes of 9/11, William Rodriguez, where you've gone. Give us kind of the travel guide.
Now, we've been all over over Western Europe. We've been to London, Manchester, Paris, Amsterdam, Berlin, Vienna, Rome, Madrid, Caracas, Kuala Lumpur, and Japan. And we're going to go back to Japan on October 7th for a big conference that we're going to be holding there. But I wanted to say something back to you about C-SPAN. The C-SPAN had me on once back when I first ran the ads, and they tried to make me look like a silly boy. They said, well, what would your father say if he saw you spending his money that way? I mean, it really low blow. And, of course, I backed him right down and told him my father would be proud of me spending my money to defend this country. But you can't trust C-SPAN, as far as I'm concerned, after the way they tried intentionally to make me look like a bumbling fool. But at any rate, in Malaysia, we asked Dr. M to also join the international investigation. We want to get Bolivia. We want to get Cuba, we want to get Uruguay, we want to get Chile, we want to get Brazil, as many countries in Latin America as we can and around the world to make this a truly international investigation. Because under international law, when a country where a terrorist event like this happens, a huge crime like this happens, if the host country does not do a real investigation, then the other countries who lost citizens, I think there were 97 or 100 different countries that lost citizens in the World Trade Center collapses, they have a right to do their own international investigation. In Japan, I went to Japan. William stayed on in KL, but I went on to Japan. I spoke to three members of the Diet, their parliament, as well as nearly 100 staff from the other members who couldn't make it up. And we had overwhelming acceptance of what I showed. We had people dropping their jaws because the media in Japan, as is some of the media in Kuala Lumpur, is controlled by the CIA. The CIA went into Europe. That's another thing in Europe. Newspapers in Berlin, Paris, and London would not even let me run ads for my event. They wouldn't take my money to run an ad for my event. And this shows you the extent of media control around the world. The CIA has been infiltrating media ever since 1946.
By the way, that's publicly admitted. Billions a year. Now they're spending billions a year openly on domestic lies.
Yes, well, how do you know Bush is lying? His lips are moving. But the fact of the matter is that this is really a weird thing. Have you ever heard of Philip Agee, the CIA guy?
Yes.
Well, he was my neighbor in Tampa. And when I was growing up, and I met him again in Venezuela, and if you go to my website, reopen911.org, or the Spanish one, if you want that one, you click on the little Spanish flag at the top. I have two articles by him that details the CIA and how they have been undermining President Chavez and other Latin American countries ever since 1950. So it's a very good article, very detailed.
Yeah, that all started off with United Fruit.
Correct. It started off with United Fruit. The dictator went in and...
Guatemala.
They had a properly elected democratic leftist come in, and the CIA overthrew them in about 2 months. So, but they've been doing it all along. They were behind the 2002 coup against Chavez. They were behind the 2004 strike.
Well, shifting gears, Kermit Roosevelt, before he died, admitted, and about 14 books have been written on it, the U.S. government in 1953 carried out terror attacks in Iran and blamed it on the government.
As they did, they did it in Italy in 1946 to undermine the communists who they thought would come into power. So the CIA we are the evil empire. It's really amazing how they use this double thing. But back to Japan. I went to Japan. We met the Diet members. We I talked to the Foreign Correspondents Club, and they had a bunch of correspondents here all, from all around the world, and no one could come up with anything to refute our evidence that the buildings were controlled demolition. But I started to say earlier, I don't know if you're aware of this, you cover a lot of stuff, so you probably are, but there are two more carriers on the way to the Persian Gulf. For, so there'll be a total of three carrier groups in the Persian Gulf.
Yeah, Ray McGovern and many other experts are now saying that they believe in the next 4 to 5 months they're probably going to attack Iran.
Well, Bush said last week he gave Iran only a few weeks to accept it, and then today I'm reading the headlines on the internet and it says Bush gives Iran ultimatum. So it may not be that long. There's no reason to have three carrier groups in the Persian Gulf unless you're planning an attack, which is going to be devastating for the world. But anyway, so I talked to the Diet, I talked to a few other groups there, and again, the people there are absolutely amazed because their media is not allowed to. In fact, we talked to several reporters who said, our bosses said, you may not cover this story.
How many of the Japanese parliament did you speak to? How many members?
Well, we spoke to four members directly, but they had over 100 staff from the other members there watching. And as you know, the staff often is the people who actually do the work anyway, because...
What did they think about your presentation?
Well, I had applause. I had astounded. They all got a DVD, and they really liked it. They really liked it. Now, have you also covered the fact of the demonization of Islam and the Mohammed cartoons?
That was a big neocon group, and of course, the main neocon that did that was caught many years ago in the mid 90s running fake CIA newspapers in England. And it's connected back to a Bilderberg Group member that actually owns the papers, and they just published them and put them out as propaganda. Then there's clear evidence that they provocateured the start of the riots and then had the police fall back and basically engineered those to get European support for the attack on Iran.
I think you're entirely right there. The seven newspapers who published the cartoons on the same day they said for freedom of speech did not say a word when a guy was sent to 3 years in jail for questioning the details of the Holocaust. Now, the Holocaust is a real event, but it belies their claim that they're defending free speech when they let a guy go to jail for 3 years for questioning the details of the Holocaust without saying a word, but they say, oh, well, we had to publish all of the Mohammed cartoons on the same day.
And it turns out that three of the five cartoons, the original ones, were fakes taken from photos made black and white and published, so they weren't even real cartoons. The controversy was manufactured.
Absolutely, Alex. And it is a conspiracy to make the rest of the world feel that all of Islam is radical. And I don't believe even that the groups that are doing the suicide bombings are truly Islamic, because under Islamic law, it is prohibited in war to kill women and children. So the fact is that the Iranians, if they are truly an Islamic, and I think they are, but some of these imams who claim to be imams, I think they're being funded by the CIA to stir up trouble.
Well, there's no thinking about it. At the end of World War II, for a 30-year program culminating in 1987 when the Russians pulled out, our government's policy was to radicalize them.
Well, I have to blame those guys partly because they rallied the people out there, but you know, the CIA was paying people at $100 each to go to that protest in the Ukraine. So we don't know who or what is actually going on here. But in Japan, I don't know if you noticed it, but the news is out today that they're pulling out their 600 troops. So Japan will no longer have any troops in Iraq.
Yeah, that came out yesterday. That's some good news.
It is a good news, and I don't know if we had anything to do with it, but I hope so. But the people we talked to in the Japanese parliament were really concerned about this. They had no idea any of this was happening. And our DVD is in Japanese and Chinese, as well as eight other languages. So We're still giving those away.
You're giving them a run for their money. You're hurting them bad, Jimmy Walter. Stay there. Let's come back and talk about more of your strategies to defeat the New World Order.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calex never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calex ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call 792-953-0267.
One of the prime movers in the fight against the criminals that carried out 9/11, their foundational event to bring in a worldwide police state controlled by the Anglo-American power system, power axis. Jimmy, I think we've got them on the run, but they could pull their ace card and carry out more false flag government-sponsored terror attacks. But I don't think that even with their war games and their focus groups and their internal testing they did, that they thought this many people would wake up to 9/11, this many people would be speaking out. I mean, Zogby polls now with half of the American people believing the government was involved. 68% believing that they're covering up. I mean, if we've got half the public today, and I agree with those numbers from people I've talked to on the street, then the establishment's in deep trouble, Jimmy. Where do you see them going from here?
Well, I've seen them setting off a nuclear weapon in a container vessel off the coast of the United States. Now, I see them saying, oh, well, we stopped it from getting on board, but the minute they set off a nuclear weapon, then everybody, and they're going to blame it on the Arabs, then everybody will say, oh, well, now we have to attack. Now, I don't know if you've been following reports, but a CBS News poll between June 10th and 11th, only 21% of the people think military action now, 55% think diplomacy now, and 19% think not a threat. So these figures are huge. Bush does not have the public support for an attack, and the only way he's going to get that public support, and I think they've been focusing on Iran's non-existent nuclear weapons like they focused on Iraq, is to set off a nuclear weapon and false flag diplomacy. And I know you know they had those terror drills involving just such a scam.
By the way, I haven't brought this up yet on air, but one of my employees' parents called him from the road. They were stuck on the highway, I-10, outside Houston, for 7 hours. There were U.S. Army troops out there. They had the whole road shut down. They said it was a bomb scare. And we've been trying to get info on that, but his parents confirmed that it happened to them, and they love to use these drills as cover.
There's been a drill every time there's been a terrorist attack. And just a coincidence, of course. We're conspiracy nuts. They're coincidence nuts.
Well, their entire program is stalling. Their support is evaporating. No one trusts them anymore. Unfortunately, if they're going to be able to attack Iran without some type of terror attack taking place in Western Europe or the U.S., I don't see them being able to carry out the attack.
Well, my friends in Europe think it's going to be Berlin for the World Cup Finals. I say, well, Americans are too insular, but if they set off a nuclear weapon anywhere in the world, that'll be all the excuse Bush needs to, one, declare martial law, two, attack Iran. So that's
well, even Sandra Day O'Connor, retired Supreme Court, even prominent writers, he gave a speech a few months ago in San Antonio, Bob Woodward said, Bush is trying to become a dictator. We are in the danger of martial law. They're now using those terms. A lot of people are, because every indicator shows that they are really trying to set that up, Jimmy.
I couldn't agree with you more. And the other thing is the Federal Reserve, by continuing to raise interest rates and crunch the economy, is trying to get rid of Bush. They are not happy with this deficit. And Bush.
Well, Bernanke's going crazy, though, saying he's going to print money like it's going out of style.
Well, he is printing money like it's going out of style. Just look at the currency that's in circulation and how much he's adding in repos all the time. When I was in Iran, Japan, one of the guys, I said that this was a war for oil and profit and terrorism. And this guy says, well, U.S. does not own the oil in Iraq. Iraq owns the oil. And I said, well, they may own the oil, but we control it. And he says, well, the United States will still have to pay for it.
But they don't own the oil. We have their own Energy Task Force documents. It was given directly to the oil companies.
Well, the oil companies have gone in there and taken over all the contracts, but technically they have to pay Iraq some money. But I said, that doesn't matter to Bush. He's spending money like a drunken sailor.
They just
anyway.
Want to shut off the oil. That then jacks up prices.
Well, that I'm sure you know that after the first Iraq war, Saudi Arabia, Bush's friends, doubled their output from 3 million barrels to 6 million barrels while Iraq's oil was shut off and effectively is.
That's right. Saddam was in trouble for overpumping before. The neocons make money off of shutting off the spigot.
Well, there's no doubt about that, and there's no doubt that they're not going to turn that spigot back on, because the military is saving that as their strategic reserve. The military runs on oil. We can make wind power for other things, but you can't run a tank on wind power.
So, or an F-16.
Or an F-16. And then the other thing is, back on Venezuela a little bit, if you read the headlines, I get Yahoo, my Yahoo's my homepage, because I get all the news sources there. But all the time, they're spinning Chavez. Oh, South Americans worried about Chavez. South Americans worried about Chavez's new gun factory. I'm telling you, Chavez is loved in his country beyond anybody.
Well, stay there. One final segment, Jimmy. We've got a break. Just keep you 5 minutes on the other side. And we got David Stahl joining us. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we've seen. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, even the Associated Press says the CFR runs this country and writes up the policy to get rid of America's sovereignty, and it happens. David Stahl of CourtOrWatch.org from here in Texas joins us. We have another expert coming on in the third hour on the subject. He's on the FOIA request to get all the documents. Going back to Jimmy Walter. Jimmy, I'm not going to take much more of your time. I'm meeting with you on Friday. Look forward to that. Just finish up with what you were saying about what's happening in Venezuela, and then any other key points you'd like to add.
Hugo Chavez is deeply loved by the people of Venezuela. The CIA has been down there stirring up trouble. The news services are always spinning him as being some sort of threat and other countries worrying him, when in fact it's quite the opposite. Hugo Chavez has saved many of those countries from the IMF, and we all know what that stands for, and their predatory policies. So please do not believe that Chavez is any sort of a dictator. There is plenty of debate about him in the newspapers. He does not control all the newspapers. He hasn't even shut down two of the CIA subterfuge organization, NGOs, down there. So he is not a threat at all. Alex, thank you for having me on the show. I look forward to seeing you Friday and being on your program this weekend, June 24th and 5th in L.A. at the Sheraton downtown.
You bet, my friend, and we're going to have dinner on Friday. I know you've got to leave us. Just give us a little overview of what your speech is going to be on.
Well, pretty much what we already talked about today, only I'll have more pictures and details. I want to recommend one thing. If you all haven't seen Eyewitness 911, 911 Eyewitness, it's very good, and it details very well all of the explosions and the possibility that they used a micro nuke to bring down the World Trade Centers.
They're going to be there, the folks that videotaped it with their new version. It's going to be premiering, Jimmy, on Sunday.
I'm watching it right now. I met them in Japan and got a copy already. So it's a great video.
Of their new edition?
Yes, sir. 911 Eyewitness Hoboken.
All right. That is incredible. Jimmy, we'll see you soon.
Take care, Alex. All the best.
You bet. Bye-bye. I'm going to jam a few calls in for those that have been patient, and then we're going to get David Stahl on in about 9 minutes, 15 seconds if you want to get precise. Let's go ahead of all these calls. Who should I go to first? Steve in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Pretty interesting what you got there about the SPP and your website there. And it's outrageous what's going on with all that stuff, and people don't understand it.
Yeah, you tell people, hey, we're going into an American Union. Here's the documents. Huh? What's that?
Yeah, people don't want to believe it when you give them the truth. They're blinded.
Well, that's changing, though. I mean, it's hard to believe.
Oh, no, it's not hard to believe. Listen to what you say there. It sounds encouraging to me. I just hope more people prepare for what might come down the road soon.
I mean, I want all the government employees, everybody to know. We're not saying you're all crooks, but the system is criminal. The system is un-American. The system is unconstitutional. The system is predatory. The system is going to hurt you just as bad as it's going to hurt us. You need to decide who you're with. This is the time to decide which side you are on. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, there's lots of information out there that people should check out if they want to understand, like what you were saying about the Council on Foreign Relations controlling us.
That's the real government. We didn't elect them.
Yeah. Well, it would be like on the Shadows of Power that you can get from the John Birch's American Opinion book site there. And plus, they got like Tragedy and Hope. Tragedy and Hope tells you about what Carol Quigley said about controlling
well,
the world.
Yeah, he wrote it. It's a 918-page book saying we are the new world order. We're going to take all your freedoms. Head political scientist, Bill Clinton's main mentor.
Yep, was his mentor.
So he thanked in his first State of the Union. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Charles in Louisiana. Charles, you're on the air.
Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir.
I already mentioned it, but they're sending the National Guard down to New Orleans again with 40 state troopers. And I've been listening to their program down in New Orleans. They said if tragedy happens again, they will confiscate guns.
I know.
And so I tried to call in, but I couldn't get in. So the guy said, what if a guy's trying to defend his property? He said if the gun's not concealed, the officer will walk up to him. And if he don't give no resistance, he will get the gun back later on.
So, which federal courts have already said is illegal. There's an injunction against it. So when it's in the national news, they deny it's going on, and locally they're doing it. Yes, I have the articles. Tell us about it.
I was going to call in to say that. Even though the judge said that, the federal judge said no confiscation, they're already getting ready to confiscate. And DeBlanco loves it. She really feels powerful.
Yeah, the governor and then Nagin are on record saying that the city is basically under martial law.
That's right.
Even the police are wearing camo with the troops. It's
right.
A giant laboratory, a battlefield laboratory. The Pentagon admits it.
Well, yes. A state trooper stopped me about 11:30 3 days ago. I was driving slow. He stopped me for driving slow. So I pulled into a lighted area, and he said, come here. And he was... And I said, I did something wrong. I said, yeah, you was driving slow. I said, it's 11:30 at night. There ain't no cars in the highway, officer. I said, well, he said, well, I'm looking for drunken drivers. So I started talking to him. I said, by the way, I said, are you around from around here? He says, well, I travel around here a lot. I'm from Baton Rouge. I said, well, they disarm you. I said, what are you going to do? He said, yeah, I heard about that. They might disarm us. I said, they got United Nations troops here, 325,000. And after you get through arresting us, they're probably going to take away your guns. What do you feel about that? I said, I'm not trying to be smart. He said, it's crazy, isn't it? I said, what's crazy is, I said, the people, don't want to stand up for their rights no more. My rights are gone and yours is too. I said, y'all can come into any house now and just come in. He said, yeah, if we feel they got guns in there or something, we can go in and check it out. So the people lost. They already lost their rights. If he feels they got guns in there, illegal guns, he could just come into your house. They don't need a search.
Well, that started 4 years ago in Louisiana. Remember the
called in on it. Yes, sir.
Not just no-knock search warrants. It was in the news. A local federal judge ruled that without warrants, they can randomly search houses.
Yes. If they're knocking your door, just come in. They could just invite themselves in. I went to the sheriff's department down there. I talked to the police about it. They haven't get it down here yet. You understand? I'm trying to pass these tapes out quick. I'm doubling my time right now.
We've got to redouble our efforts.
Well, that's right. Everybody listening to this program, Mr. Jones, if they would wake up one other person, just one other person, we could double our strength. They're going to have to get on the ball.
Listen, they're not going to be able to get away with it if we expose the American Union, if we expose the plan for gun confiscation, if we expose what's happening, they will fail. America literally has its head in the guillotine, its neck on the chopping block right now. We all have to exert ourselves 110%.
You need to plug your tapes in, Morg. Help me out. Get these people. We might get somebody else to start putting out hundreds of tapes. Keep plugging them tapes, Miss Jones. Keep on them because I know you get excited. And you know you got so much, but I need help here. I need other people in Louisiana to help me make these tapes. I had a policeman's wife help me, but she had a baby now. She can't do it. So I'm by myself passing them out again. But we keep plugging them tapes. That's the only way I know how to do this.
Thank you, Charles, for all you do. How many tapes have you passed out? Over 6,000?
It's about 6,800, 6,900 now. I lost count, to tell you the truth. I haven't been counting because I've been trying to. People's call them and ask them for them now, and I run out the house. I don't write them down. I used to write them down. I mean, I made a date. It's about 6,800 now. But I'm hoping to God that other people start doing this too. It's not hard. They can make two or three tapes a day. Or just one a day. Just one tape. Get a tape from you and make one tape a day. And that's 30 tapes a month. It doesn't take long. Or two tapes a month. That's 60 tapes. I'll put out about 120 a month.
Good job. Good to hear from you. Because Charles brought it up, I will plug the videos at this time. I think the best film we've made is Martial Law. Covers 9/11 being an inside job. It tells you how they did it and why they did it. Covers the latest police state developments. And then it gets into the New World Order's master plan. It is such an important documentary. 3 hours and 45 seconds long for $24.95. The price of one DVD. You really get three films in one. There's my newest film, The Order of Death. About 46 minutes long. New footage inside Bohemian Grove, the bizarre rituals they engage in, and then we took the original Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove, updated it, added new documents, shortened it down to an hour and a half, so you get an hour and a half film and a 46-minute film, roughly, two films on one DVD, get The Order of Death, Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove, combo DVD for $24.95, and get it as low as, I think it's like $10 if you get a bunch of copies apiece, and that's also how you support us. You know, I don't ask for donations, I don't ask for that type of support like other people do. When you get the videos and books from us, you know that you're getting a material that will wake people up. You know that your support has gone directly into people that fight literally 18 hours a day. And then you get these materials in your hands. You're authorized to make copies of them for nonprofit educational purposes of my films. Then there's my book, Paul Watson's book, all the other books and videos I carry. So when you get those, you support us, you support the people that made them, and you then get a material to get out to people. So go to InfoWars.com to order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. Or call toll-free to get the films right now. They can answer all your questions, tell you about the different specials. Take your orders, 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. I know a lot of you years ago got Martial Law, you got Road to Tyranny, you got Masters of Terror. Those were all great films. You've got to see the new ones, okay? You've got to see these videos. You need to get them. Now, my new film, Terror Storm, will not be available on DVD for about a month. When we get back, we're making the cover right now. But the film's done. We are sending it off to have it mass-produced. You know, the official quality stamped DVDs, not the burned DVDs. Some promotional copies I am making. We are burning some here in-house. And I think a few of those may be available at the conference. But officially, the DVD will not be available for about a month. That's why for PrisonPlanet.tv members, it's so important. You can go there. It'll be uploaded the next few days. You can go to PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95 for a membership. You can burn all 15 of my films, my 15th film going up this week, Terror Storm. It's unbelievably good. I don't even want to say how much I spent making it compared to past films. It's pretty ridiculous as far as budgets. I think I counted it all up. I thought it'd be $60,000. It looks like it's going to be around $80,000, and that's a lot of money for us folks. We have really depleted our coffers to do this, but it's worth it. The film's quality, its production value, shot in high def, it's just unbelievable. So PrisonPlanet.tv members, you're going to be able to go and download this and give this to people as soon as it goes up. You can download copies. You can stream it. High bandwidth, low bandwidth for Macs, for PCs. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Get a monthly subscription for $5.95 or get a yearly subscription to get 3 months free. Your support is needed. We need to replenish our war chest, and it is a war chest in the fight for the battle for this republic. And the republic's being seized as an engine of global government. If we stop them from fully seizing the U.S., we can stop the entire New World Order with God's help. So PrisonPlanet.tv, get your memberships today. It will be available there for weeks and weeks and weeks before it's available on DVD. So get your membership to PrisonPlanet.tv now. N-O-W, big time. Do we have David Stahl? Okay, what number did you call? Okay, then Kevin didn't give you his cell. He's stuck on the road in traffic. Get the alternate number, transmit, and get him, okay? Well, we need to do that. Thank you. Let's go ahead and take one more call. Jerome Corsi is joining us in the next hour as well. Let's go to Dave in California. Dave, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Good morning.
Hi.
Congratulations on filling up the conference. I wish I could have gone there, but I've got some health issues preventing it. But I will be buying your all the tape special.
Yes, that really supports us.
Yeah, and I'll be doing some burning too, just as soon as I get them. I had one comment. I was wondering how many people associate the tune with "Our Country 'Tis of Thee," and how many people have actually put together the fact that that tune is also "God Save Our Gracious Queen." Just a thought about how deep the rabbit hole gets.
God save our noble queen.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
It is weird.
Yeah, okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, I appreciate the call. Who's up next? Richard and Tejas, you're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering why you had Jimmy Walters on the line. I was wondering if you could talk him into getting a hold to Farwell, Jackson, Sharpton, all the spotlight grabbers, and ask them why they haven't taken this challenge on 9/11. It's the biggest challenge we've ever had.
Well, they're New World Order minions. I mean, Jimmy hasn't, I'm sure, contacted them, because why should he?
Right. Well, I'm just saying, I know what your answer is going to be, and I'm not accusing him of anything. I'm just saying this is the perfect time to expose them as the charlatans that they are.
I agree, but this is what happens. You see, I do as much work as I can. Jimmy Walter does what he can, and people always tell us, can you do this, can you do that? Well, how about you call him up? How about you email him? How about you get, you know, you and 10 of your friends together?
Believe me, I try to call Jesse every time I get a chance. I try to call Russ Limbaugh's show. I try to call him. I can never get through like I do you guys. It's always busy or something.
Well, that's why you've got to try the other shows locally in your area and other programs.
Oh, I do that. I call KZI and I tell them about everything you guys have talked about.
Good.
Like the shots and everything. And they're listening, and a lot of them hear the same program, but they don't follow up on it. It's just like a sound bite that day, and that's it. Like, I could tell them about the shots and, you know, Codex, Alimentarius, and it pretty much dies right there. You know, people.
Well, that's
like,
why you should fire out websites when you're on the air.
Fire out websites?
Yeah, just PrisonPlanet.com. It's got the truth, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, I tried that. But the reason why I was, not to put the pressure on Jimmy, but he's got the money and he can actually make footage of this and show the rest of the world who's really defending their rights.
You know, I think it's near a million copies he's given out free of a film he produced. A million copies. I think it's more than that now. It was like 900,000 about 6 months ago, and I know he hands out hundreds of thousands a month and mails them out for free. I know he bought over $7 million worth of radio, TV, and print ads, and I know he's bought thousands of my DVDs and given them out. So, I mean, Jimmy's really been in there fighting for us.
Right, I didn't mean to sound unappreciative either. Believe me, this man is a hero, and he'll get a eternal flame one day like yourself. And if we can win this thing. But I'm just thinking he's the one, he has the kind of money that can actually show up at these people's office and ask them why they're not on this. You know, I know it's a long shot, and I know it's probably too much to ask. But if I could do it, I would. I've been trying to get a hold to the people who run this weather modification program. I've called their office several times. I go as far as I can as every day.
Good. Joe, keep it up. And all of us, you know, we don't have to succeed every time. It's the effort of action over and over again. We are having victories everywhere. Good to hear from you. We will continue. I want to get David Stahl on to talk about, you know, to give you the local view on the American Union. Then we've got Jerome Corsi scheduled the start of the next hour. Stahl is trying to get to his office to do it via an office telephone. Should have given the network his cell phone number, but c'est la vie, as they say. We're going to get both these gentlemen on air for you, and then in the last 30 minutes of the show, we'll continue with other news. Dick Cheney admitting he didn't know how bad the insurgency would be. That's a bald-faced lie like everything else they do. And a lot more coming up in this final segment of this hour and the third hour. My websites are prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, jonesreport.com, infowars.net, martiallaw911.info, and arnoldexposed.com. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Together now. He's on a little bit late with us. We got Jerome Corsi coming up. Let's get him right when the next hour starts. I wanted these guys to be able to have a discussion about the situation we're facing. David Stahl, of course, has been a city councilman, a police officer. He's a city manager right now in an area outside Houston. And he's got CorridorWatch.org. They have gotten the majority of the counties to sign on against the American Union and the NAFTA highway. It's now in the Associated Press. It's now broken nationally. It's now mainstream news that we're going into an American Union. Not next week, not next month. We're already in it to a great extent. It's kind of like you're in the frying pan and it's 300 degrees and so you go up to 350. It's happening. And it's totally unpopular, totally un-American. David Stahl, is it encouraging to you to see this now breaking into the mainstream news?
Yes, it is, Alex. It's important, and it's important because now some of the politicians who thought they were in charge are discovering that this is bigger than they are, and they're no longer in the driver's seat.
They're going to use the NAFTA highway in Texas in the first leg, the huge transponder taxes, to fund this. That's in the documents. Give us your insight on that.
Yeah, this is a big generator of revenue. Texans will get to pay for this and benefit very little from it. So here is a tax that's going to be levied against Texans for international commerce, not to our benefit.
For those that don't know what the American Union is and how it ties into NAFTA highways and smart highways, can you break that down for us?
Yeah, this is really a master plan that comes out of the World Bank, and it is a means of building corridors, not just highways, but rail and utilities, and moving those goods and services internationally, not just within a geographic area. And so the picture gets much larger, and you discover that there are benefits at both ends, and there are entities out there who are working to create an American Union like the European Union.
And if you control the roads, you control the infrastructure, and you can use those as a global taxing mechanism.
Absolutely. And you can move the value of currency away from the dollar to another unit. And tax not only transportation, but pipeline transportation as well, and things like water.
How far along, from my look at it, and experts agree, we're about 70% already into the American Union, and we're just now starting to have a national debate about it, a limited debate. How far along, David Stahl, would you say we are into this American Union?
Well, I think we're much further along than anyone actually realizes, because it's been working behind the scene for years, and this is the first tangible evidence. It was easy to deny when there was nothing on the ground. There was nothing you could point to. It was very deniable. You know, the CIA likes to use the term plausible deniability, and they've had that cover for years. But when they start actually building the infrastructure and taking it over, and you as a citizen of Texas and a citizen of the United States lose control over that, and you lose it to a foreign entity, then it becomes real, and you discover the big picture, and hopefully it won't be too late.
Well, the good news is it's so wildly unpopular. You've already gotten the majority of Texas counties to sign on to your group. You've got many that are now passing laws to resist this very NAFTA highway, refusing to hand their land over to this multinational conglomerate.
That's right. But we have a lot of battle ahead to see if it can actually be stopped, because this is being supported from the very top.
Have you read Jerome Corsi's reports? I mean, they're good. He got stuff off the available government websites, what they admit, but he didn't even know they were already building the NAFTA highway. He thought it was starting next year. That's how foggy all of this is.
Yeah, and you know, that's not an accident. They like to keep the perception out there that it's way in the future and you have an opportunity to have an impact to it. They're telling that very thing to the leaders in Dallas and Fort Worth, the mayor of Fort Worth, recently in the paper, discussing the fact that they're telling him that he'll have an opportunity to have input. Well, that's bogus. The only input that they're offering is on an environmental...
We got a break. We got a break.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.